8 non-stop passenger trains hurry through Holcomb every 24 hours. Of these, 2 pick up and deposit mail. An operation that, as the person in charge of it fervently explains, has its tricky side. Yes, sir. You've got to keep on your toes. Them trains come through here, sometimes they're going 100 miles an hour. The breeze alone, why, it's enough to knock you down. And when those mail sacks come flying out, sakes alive! It's like playing tackle on a football team. Wham! 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 Not that I'm complaining, mind you. It's honest work, government work, and it keeps me young. Holcomb's mail messenger, Mrs. Sadie Truitt, or Mother Truitt, as the townspeople call her, does seem younger than her years, which amount to 75. A stocky, weathered widow who wears babushka bandanas and cowboy boots. Most comfortable things you can put on your feet, soft as a loon feather. Mother Truitt is the oldest native-born Holcombite. Time wasn't anybody here wasn't my kin. Them days we called this place Sherlock. Then along came this stranger, by the name Holcomb. A hog raiser he was. Made money and decided the town ought to be called after him. Soon as it was, what did he do? Sold out. Moved to California. Not us. I was born here. My children was born here. And here we are. One of her children is Mrs. Myrtle Clare, who happens to be the local postmistress. Only don't go thinking that's how I got this position with the government. Mert didn't even want me to have it. But it's a job you bid for. Goes to whoever puts in the lowest bid. And I always do. So low a caterpillar could peek over it. Ha ha, that sure does rile the boys. Lots of boys would like to be mail messenger, yes sir. But I don't know how much they'd like it when the snow's high as old Mr. Primo Carnera and the wind's blowing blue hard and those sacks come sailing. Ugh! Wham! In Mother Truitt's profession, Sunday is a work day like any other. On November 15th, while she was waiting for the westbound 1032, she was astonished to see 2 ambulances cross the railroad tracks and turn toward the Clutter property. The incident provoked her into doing what she had never done before, abandon her duties. Let the mail fall where it may, this was news that Mert must hear at once. The people of Holcomb speak of their post office as the Federal Building, which seems rather too substantial a title to confer on a drafty and dusty shed. The ceiling leaks, the floorboards wobble, the mailboxes won't shut, the light bulbs are broken, the clock has stopped. Yes, it's a disgrace, agrees the caustic, somewhat original, and entirely imposing lady who presides over this litter. But the stamps work, don't they? Anyhow, what do I care? Back here in my part is real cozy. I've got my rocker, and a nice wood stove, and a coffee pot, and plenty to read. Mrs. Clare is a famous figure in Finney County. Her celebrity derives not from her present occupation, but a previous one. Dance hall hostess, an incarnation not indicated by her appearance. She is a gaunt, trouser-wearing, woolen-shirted, cowboy-booted, ginger-colored, gingery-tempered woman of unrevealed age. That's for me to know and you to guess. But promptly revealed opinions, most of which are announced in a voice of rooster-crow altitude and penetration. Until 1955, she and her late husband operated the Holcomb Dance Pavilion, an enterprise that, owing to its uniqueness in the area, attracted from 100 miles around a fast-drinking, fancy-stepping clientele, whose behavior, in turn, attracted the interest of the sheriff now and then.